Welcome to the Sage of Three Paths podcast. We are three brothers who use this space to talk about a range of topics, anything from politics, race, anime, and pop culture, each giving our own perspectives and opinions. I'm the youngest, Mo Janna, also known as Junior Lab.
I'm the oldest, Okello, but my brothers call me AJ.
Middle child, Oz, aka Wizard King.
We three brothers.
One sec. We once again thank you for tuning in and joining us on this sometimes cathartic journey. Let's dive right in.
Okay, got it.
First and foremost, cheers.
Cheers, my friends.
I'm really glad that we are at this stage. We said next week, 100%. At the minimum, we need to have shit in order so we can record.
I love that.
And I was really whipping the whip, and Oz was really on it as well. So it wasn't even like the whip needed to be whipped on him. It was more so the Mo's bitch ass.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Hmm. Speaking of Mo,
the man that
where
can't
the hell
stay,
is Mo?
Yeah, can't stay in the country.
And who the hell is this woman?
Oh, no.
Where do we start? Let's start with Mo. Okay. And then we'll introduce the randomer who's found her way into our hearts and minds.
Hello.
Yeah, where is Mo? Where is Mo?
So, Mo is in Australia. He has had a little adventure. He's, I think, away for like a few weeks.
Well, Mo's been adventuring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big facts.
Mo's been adventuring. He's quite literally traveling the world.
Seriously. We love that for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that for him.
Seriously.
Love that for him. So he's in Australia, but also, why do you know that? And oh. AJ didn't speak up. I know 10% of the plans. Who knows? Mm.
Well, I guess it's time for me to introduce myself. Hello, I'm Khadija, one of Mo's best friends.
Oh,
so
favoritism out here.
So, not favoritism, just besties, you know?
Not favoritism, but... F you. Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, boy.
No.
But
so,
you're
yeah.
a piece of shit. It's like, oh, okay.
He ran his plans by me only because I was maybe going to tag along. So that's how I know. Yeah. He went to Sri Lanka and then a few places in between on layovers and then ended up in Australia.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't say anything because I was going to see what Deej said, which was still not introduce herself.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and do the timeline. We obviously haven't recorded in quite some time. And I've had one or two people say to me, oh man, I really enjoyed your show. And in a way, it was as if I was hanging out with you and your brothers. And I really enjoyed it, so please get more going. And I know that the three of us, you, myself, and Mo, have all wanted to do it, but due to predominantly logistics of where people are, in particular Mo, with his traveling the world, it's been somewhat impossible to get a recording going. So I spoke to Oz about it, and I was like, well, you and I could still do it and we could get guests on, and whenever Mo is in the country and is with us, he can always jump on as well.
Mm.
And I spoke to Mo about it and I was like, hey, how would you feel if we did this? You know, and Mo was like, oh, I would absolutely love you guys to do that, because then when he listens to it as he's traveling, he feels like he's having these conversations with us as well.
I love that.
And Oz was happy to do it as well, and that brings us to where we are right now. So Mo's still traveling, Mo's around the world. We don't know when he's going to be back.
He's in a bunker in Iraq.
Oh no,
who knows at this point.
And Khadija, our cousin from the United States of America has been living in the UK for some months now.
Yeah, like going on 4 months.
4 months.
Maybe five.
And it's not like predominantly the UK, because you were traveling alongside Mo. You were going to Portugal, all sorts of places, living in all sorts of different places. And essentially what you didn't realise was we was getting you to shadow Mo.
Ooh.
And pick up his mindset, his mannerisms, so that you could be his replacement.
Wow.
While he's on maternity leave.
Big shoes to fill. But I think I'm ready.
So, but also, we can't just gloss over on maternity
leave. Yeah, we really can't. He's
with child.
I guess so. You know? Love that for him.
But I hear that, yeah. I don't know. It's a hell of a life. To be a man and to be pregnant.
Right. Oh, gosh.
You can love that for him. I don't know. That situation, I don't think society is 100% ready for.
Right.
But who knows? We live in a ever growing socialist
society. You don't know. You don't know. See, I learned right from the beginning when Deej first started living here, I would say some wild shit to her. Just wild. Something out there. Like, I ain't going to say anything too wild. You know, we just came back from...
Please, I mean.
I'll say some wild shit to Deej.
Give an example. Here's sure.
A light one. Women belong in the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
And then I'll look at her, and she'll look at me, and she's like...
God bless you.
I love that for you.
I did say that.
Which basically means... I don't agree with you at all. I think what you've said is wild as shit, but I like to keep the peace.
You big do you. Peace mark. Peacemaker. Yeah,
you do you.
Yeah.
You do you. And then I was watching Love is Blind season 6, which is actually...
You're deep in. Oof.
Oh, I'm deep. A fan.
Six
oh,
seasons? Fan. I'm not a fan.
You tried it. Season. Oh, it's so good.
I know of the show. I know the concept.
You got to give it a chance.
It's basically couples... Well, a group of men and women.
Right.
Put behind two sides of a screen,
right?
So they can't see the other person, but they have dates with all the other people, and it's who you connect with without actually seeing this person,
right?
I get the concept. It's just not for me.
You're against it.
It's just not for me.
This guy's been dissing me since we were kids about those shows. Yeah, for some reason, yeah. I've always liked those stupid
really?
Shows.
Since you were a kid,
he loves the drama.
He loves the drama.
You love the drama.
The juice and the goss.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
You do.
Pseudo science. The pseudo-social science experiment that I like.
And the drama.
You. We just look at archetypes, get with archetypes, and you love the beef.
You love the beef.
You love the beef.
I gotta be honest, the ones where there's no beef is a bit boring.
That's what we talk.
Exactly.
You lot are too good. Nobody wants to see a too good relationship. You're like,
bring on the crazies.
Yeah. So, the most recent season... the most recent season of Love is Blind is shot in...
Charlotte.
His hometown.
Mm-hmm. Wow, nice.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, North
Carolina. So before we go any further, though, Deej said hello.
Yeah, yeah.
And all that.
Okay, hi guys. I'm Khadijah.
Mo's replacement. While he's on maternity.
Who knows? This might be a permanent thing. My cousins call me Deej. My closest ones. Mo. Or Mo, if you're feeling it. I moved over to the UK from America, and I've been having a great time with my cousins, just getting closer with them and having a good time over here in the UK. You guys are interesting. I learn something new every single day. So, yeah.
It's a bit of a weird one because, yes, you have some interactions with English people, but right. Also you're surrounded by Africans.
Yes.
So I don't know if you're truly getting the British experience. You're getting the westernized, holding on to African roots version of what African British people are.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Which has been very cool. I think I prefer that version.
To be American African.
Yeah. To be an American African and come here and see.
Wait, sorry. When you say American African, do you mean African Americans?
No.
Africans
no.
that have moved.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so same as the British,
because
the African
might
British.
No, there's a difference.
I love that. I love that.
And I'd love for you to explain.
I love that for you, brother.
I love that for you.
I do.
Yes.
So African Americans are black people born in America.
Yeah.
And they identify as their own social group, right? Their own ethnicity.
If a first generation African has a child in the United States and that child is born in, so a first generation immigrant to the US, if they have a child and the child is born in the US, is that child now an African American or an American African to you?
To me.
Oh, damn.
To you. You're the one who's doing this distinguished. I'm asking, is there a difference?
To me, it's whatever they want to identify as. I think being first generation, you have the ability to claim both, claim one or the other.
First generations are the ones who moved there for the first time. So our parents are first generations. I'm technically first generation.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think of myself as a 1.5 generation. Because I was born there.
Right.
But I came here really young. So yeah. I grew up more with this culture as my immediate environment outside of the household.
Yeah, so 1.5 sounds right.
So you're half British.
Wow.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Half British, half African.
Half British, half African.
Look how dark he is. I love that for you.
I love that for you.
You know, did you hear the first Scottish Welsh minister, the first minister.
Black guy, huh?
It's a black guy.
Yeah, I heard that on the radio, actually.
Wow. Do you guys know how to speak Welsh?
No.
No, but there's some random channels, I want to say. I'll put a plural there. I may have stumbled on more than one.
Yeah.
Random channels that are all in that language. Mm. What language do they speak? Sorry, AJ.
Welsh.
Welsh.
Cool. Why are you asking him? Not me. I'm the scholar here.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on.
Welsh.
Welsh.
Shout out Askeladd. Ride or die. Yeah.
But okay. Yeah. So Deej, go on.
What was I talking about?
An introduction to yourself. So far you've said,
oh, yes.
Hi, my name's Deej.
Yes.
Or you can call me.
Came from the UK. I mean, from
the US.
In fact, we got sidetracked. I jumped back to you. I missed him. He was giving us an explanation on the difference between African-Americans.
Yes.
No. Let's just specify what he asked. He's trying to like put a sand pit in front of me. Here, brother. Yes. There's gold in there. Yeah. No.
You said there's something different.
He was just trying to describe that.
Well, there is a there is a difference there. That's not me saying I've lived there and I've experienced it. No, that's conversations I've had that some African Americans don't regard themselves as Africans.
Right.
They say, no, we're black Americans.
Yeah.
They put themselves into that bracket. So onto the subject of the first generation child, that child being born in America, more than likely, that's their immediate environment, exactly how you described it, would identify as an African American, as opposed to being an African. But there's that choice, because Khadija, for example, was born in the States, her dad's first generation, our uncle. But I think only recently, because this is a conversation that we had perhaps almost a year ago now, where you said only recently you were touching down with the roots of your heritage and identifying with that side of the culture, the actual African side,
right,
as opposed to you being just identifying as an African American.
Mm-hmm.
So to take the skillet off of my butt now, after my rambling, I'll pass it on to you.
Okay.
What do you define yourself as first, and do you see a discrepancy there, like a difference between Africans and then African Americans?
So for me, African American is used when you're like filling out paperwork. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you? African American, Caucasian, Hispanic, not Hispanic. That's like an option. I think you guys have that too. That's literally an option.
not
Hispanic or Latino.
I don't know what that means. What?
Like, you have to choose both, I think. It's okay. Very confusing.
It doesn't, like, everyone who's not.
Yeah,
just click that. Exactly.
The Indian guy's just like,
exactly.
Sweating.
And then there's like a spot where you can like choose two. So I would choose two. I'd say Caucasian and African American. But that's more so I don't see it as defining my culture. It's just more so my race. So like African American is like a race.
Hang on.
Yeah. Like, oh, we're African American.
From the human race.
I am.
There's only one race, baby.
Oh, I know that's right.
The communist, though.
Oh, wow. Hey, wow.
You listen to the rhetoric enough.
Serious. 100%. Quick.
There's only one race. Race. The state. Oh.
But yeah, so like.
I'll get you.
I don't know. Because when I describe myself, I always say, oh, well, my dad is from Sierra Leone and my mom's family is, you know, European. They've got German and Hungarian and Danish and all that. So yeah, I don't really use it. I don't ever say like I'm African American. So I feel like I can't really speak on that.
Wow.
If I have to tick a box, have to do both.
Sorry to interrupt you there, but there's a deeper level there, isn't there? Because it's not two African parents,
right,
who come over, which may have more of an influence.
Exactly.
There's an African parent, but then a Caucasian European American.
Well, I don't want the word European to be so prominent, because I feel like it gives the impression that your mum came from Europe. Your mum's like a 8th, 10th generation Caucasian from the States.
Right. Well, no. Not 8th, 10th generation.
How many?
It was her great grandma.
Oh. I exaggerate, but I'm trying to say like
great grandma, yeah.
The past few generations of your mum.
Right. True. Yeah.
And they identify themselves as African Americans. Maybe, but only. Maybe, no, but only. Have you heard the lyrics to that song?
It's a song?
Yeah.
I've never heard this song.
This. TikTok, man.
Listen, it'll get
They get you.
Listen to it enough and they'll get you. You watch Instagram Reels, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
Guilty.
We all are.
I'm currently on Reddit. But
you're back.
Yeah.
Whoa! Welcome back to the fold. Welcome back to the fold.
What's Reddit saying nowadays?
I don't go on that.
Oh.
I went through this thing, Deej, where I was like, "Oh, I'm off social media completely."
Yeah.
And it was great, and I was able to read just so much more. I was like,
right.
Oh, this is fantastic.
And but then you caught up on all your manga, and you were like,
what? So I read everything that I wanted to read. I was like, I want to be entertained.
Yeah.
So I got it, but it's one of those things where if you can master something, then you just manage it. So I don't bang it out as much as, let's say, I previously did before I went on the journey of cold turkey.
So finding your social media balance.
I think I've got a good one. I don't really.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't really focus on social media, to be honest.
How often are you on your phone after work on social media?
So, your phones give you these updates and whatnot.
Right.
3 hours per week.
Yeah. Well, that's what your media. Number is.
No.
Just phone usage. Phone.
Mm-hmm. Like 3 hours per week. Yeah, okay. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that
just goes down and down.
Wait,
but also,
wait.
You're consuming social media. Not solely on that device, right? Yep. So that's 3 hours from there, but how much from the laptop?
Right.
How much from TV as you're on YouTube, which is another social media aspect, right? Because it's difficult to escape. That's not me like, what are you doing?
No, you're right.
I mean?
We're all doing it.
You're totally right. So I'll be working, I'll work from home or whatever, right? And I'm on the laptop. And in the background, I'll have a podcast on or stand-up comedy, depending on like whatever task I'm doing. I was listening
to stand-up comedy while doing work.
I was listening to Dave Chappelle's, one of those old ones, just doing the work and just laughing, just like, this guy's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the GOAT.
Yeah,
for sure. I'll sit on that. Sit on that hill.
Definitely.
Go. Do you have a favorite comedian, Deej?
Not really. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not really into comedy. Like watching a comedian.
So, it might sound silly, but because we really got into stand-up comedy, I think that got us into it.
Okay.
Yeah. So like
I think he had some raw. Yeah, he had DVDs or he had LimeWire at the time. Yeah. Downloaded it somehow.
So that got us into it. So for me, like the greatest thing, and it was, again, it's dad getting us into it, was the Eddie Murphy stand-up series.
Right.
Like that was amazing.
Yeah.
He's wearing like the two I think of, Delirious and Raw. The Raw with the red and Delirious with the purple suit. God damn, that was cool, man. And he was just killing it with the jokes.
Oh,
I didn't have you on the floor. So that won us over with the stand-up comedy, and we just continued watching from then on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never got into it. I do feel like more guys are into comedy versus girls, which is what I've seen. Which I don't know why or why.
But I've seen that too. I've seen several women say to me, I don't really like to watch, and I'll just be like, it's a bit weird.
Yeah. If I go see it in person, I've been like, oh, this is funny, and I'll laugh. And I'll enjoy that. But I won't sit there and watch it on like a TV show. Yeah. Definitely not.
Okay, so you're not African American, and you don't like comedy.
Oh, no, I'm really selling myself so far.
All this time, you've been shadowing Mo. Yes.
I know. I picked up some other pieces. I am an amazing freestyle rapper.
Yes.
So I didn't learn that from him. I actually had the juice before him.
But you are Mo when you're.
But oh my gosh, just freestyle.
Oh yeah. That's her superpower. Everyone has something that they can just keep doing for hours and hours and hours, and that's DJ's superpower.
And I've always loved it, and it's been like since I was, I don't know, let's say middle school. That's like secondary school for you guys, I think. I have been like at school, like just freestyle rapping. I'll be at concerts, you know, we're getting the crowd hyped up. I start rapping, and I'm gonna tell you guys, 50% of it is in English. 50% of it is gibberish.
I
don't.
I was, as you were explaining your rapping, I was thinking to myself, you're terrible at it.
Oh my
God. You're so bad, you're good at it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, because I love your rap.
Yeah, thank you. Everybody does. Everybody does. And I'm like, it's just because I get so hype. And I don't even know what I'm saying,
they
guys.
They feel that. And
you
jump into the sauce. And
they
that's
love it.
It.
And then I'm instantly, sometimes, I'm not going to lie, I've had some really good bars. And they'll come out and I black out. And I'm like, what did I just say? That was iconic.
Speaking in tongues, but you're rapping.
Yes.
Because she's not African American. She still has that connection to the African
accent. Oh my God.
She channels them.
They speak through me. They really be coming through. Thank you, ancestors.
That's not gibberish.
Oh my gosh.
Welcome to the Sage of Three Paths podcast. We are three brothers who use this space to talk about a range of topics. Anything from politics, race, anime, and pop culture. Each giving our own perspectives and opinions. I'm the youngest, Mo Jana, also known as Junior Lamb.
I'm the oldest, Okello, but my brothers call me AJ.
Middle child Oz, aka Wizard King. So you were in Shadow Mo.
Yes,
it wasn't just man business that you were out there doing.
No, oh my God.
Oh, that's good.
No, we were learning.
So basically, Oz is asking, as a young woman who is single and, you know, you're out there in the dating world. The differences between dating in the States and dating in the UK. Have you seen any difference? Is it the same thing?
Before you answer, I'll put my hands up. That's not what I was asking. That's so far from what I was actually saying. However, I'm super curious. That's a wonderful question.
It's a great question.
I love that for you.
I was like, great piggyback.
Hey, fingers.
You can just do that thing.
Hey, questions. Give us a question.
Oh,
what's the meaning
God.
Of life?
Like, oh, shit. Questions.
I'm so confused. Yes, so I am a single gal, and I have been dating over here. It is very different. Number one, I just feel like obviously there's a one-up attraction from the accent. I'm just gonna say it. It's just when you have an accent, whoa, you're 10 times hotter. So a guy that I would date here, maybe I wouldn't date back in the States. Which
because of his accent or because of your accent?
Because his accent is makes him cuter.
Okay. So he goes from a 5 in the States
to an 8.
Like, jolly good.
Yeah. Sir.
8. Exactly. 8.5.
Seriously. Oof. It's such a real thing. And I've noticed the same thing on my end as well. I know guys really love my American accent, which I don't understand. Because I'll, you know, try to do the British accent because of years of preparing. And I just, it's hard. Like, I do a lot of mirroring when I meet people. So when I hear you talk a certain way, I automatically want to talk like that. And I do that with, like, any accent, any language. I'm always trying to learn, like, bits and pieces of languages.
So if there was a...
Oh, no.
Apu from The Simpsons.
Okay.
And you go to buy some groceries. There we are, using the lingo. Some groceries from Apu. You would mirror him. And talk like Apu. No. I would love to see that.
I should bring this That's definitely a little racist.
You're the one who's mirroring Apu.
No, okay. I should preface this. I don't mirror everybody because I know it's not okay. But in my head, sometimes I do it. But I'm talking about like the basics, like Spain, French, in the UK. Like,
Welsh.
Definitely don't know how to do that one. But I'll learn it.
Oof.
Oh, gosh.
You're about to get cancelled.
Yeah.
It's communist.
Literally.
You can't segregate. It's not allowed.
Both of you guys. Get
cancelled.
Yeah, well, who knows?
This one might pop off. I'm not going to lie. I'm here, guys. This one might pop off.
Mo 2.0. Who knows?
Mo was almost there for you guys, but I'm just what you needed. Different. Exactly. Oh, yeah. God. But yeah, dating, it's just so much better over here. I've had really great experiences with people who are just so kind-hearted. And a lot of people say they want to marry me. I don't know if that's for like visa purposes or what, but I'm down. I'm down to get married.
Give me the papers.
Literally. I'm like, you want the papers. I want the papers. I want to stay here. JK, British government, if you're listening to this, this is not true.
We had Russian listeners.
Oh,
really? We didn't have anything like okay. in the UK, but we had Russian ones. It's like, oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So far, I haven't gone there, so I think I'm good. But yeah, we out here. I'm having some really great experiences and meeting a lot of great people.
But the main difference you're saying is your attraction and the attraction you have on others due to accents.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but in terms of how the men
are,
that's generally the same. And I'm not talking about attraction, I'm just saying how they conduct themselves and all this type of stuff.
No, I would say it's a little different, and I'm trying to explain how. I feel like the men back in the States from where I'm from are so, like, where they just don't care. Like, they're like, oh, I can have anybody, or there's so many women in the city, like, they're not really going to try. So finding a good guy in the midst of all of that is pretty hard. And so here, I've just been introduced to so many different people. And, like, it's mutual, and I feel like back home, it's just not the same, if that makes sense. Like, they're just, like, chilling, and they're like, whatever. And here, it's like, oh, let me talk to you. Like,
the men on the side of the pond make more of an effort.
Right. Uh-huh. Right. And more forward, I think. Uh-huh. I feel like the men in the States try to play it cool. Here, just more forward. Like, they really try to kiss you, like, immediately. I'm like, whoa, brother. Just met you.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any dates from hell stories in the UK? Oh, on this side of the pond?
I don't think so. It's all been really great. I've only dated one person in the UK. And then I've dated some people, like, in Europe.
By dated, I mean yeah. gone out on dates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So...
Yeah, I haven't gone...
And by this side of the pond, I mean, I just mean...
The whole...
Not the Americas.
Okay, okay.
Europe's.
No, I haven't really had any bad dates. I had one guy come on a date with my family. That was interesting.
A date with your family?
Yes.
Where your family? That was
a right. Mess. So sorry. My sister and her two kids. A guy came to dinner with us. We were supposed to go to dinner, and my sister and her kids were supposed to go to dinner. And he insisted that we all do dinner together. And I was like, this is interesting. This was in Paris. And, you know, I was like, okay, we don't have to do that. And he was like, no, 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 it's fine. Like, I don't want to interrupt your plans. I want to come with you guys. I was like, okay. I tried to stop it, but he was adamant. So I said, okay. I ended up having a great time. I was way more comfortable because my family was there. So that was a first date for us.
Well, that's how you should do all your dates.
I think so.
In fact, your next date, Oz and I should come with you.
I think not.
You wear your blue bandana, I wear my red.
Oh, no.
And you'll stand with gangster lead.
I think you guys are too nice. You wouldn't intimidate them.
You ain't seen us go into protection mode.
You're right. No, I've seen a glimpse. I think you could do it, actually. You guys would try to be scary. Well, no, you'd play good cop, bad cop for sure.
He'll be good cop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know any other way.
And you'll be bad cop.
I'll be bad cop. I'll come looking like an African-American thug. Just ready for jail.
There's no space in there. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
What were those album covers for, like, Biggie and Tupac, which were both predicting their deaths or had death involved? What was Biggie's Life After Death or something like that?
Sure. I think so, something like that.
And then Tupac's was Ready to Die.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm probably saying the names wrong, but
close enough.
It was based on this.
Yeah,
and it's a shame that I'm saying it wrong because they're, you know, great,
amazing. Music.
Do you know what's mad? Mo would have Googled that.
Mo's fingers.
Oh, yeah, guys. Yeah,
Mo's fingers. Do the thing.
Fingers.
Dang it.
Fingers, find this out.
I'm messing up already.
Yeah, you're already... You've got a phone.
I know,
but... We did ban her from the phone.
You banned me from my phone.
She was furiously typing and distracted from actually having a human conversation. Although this is, like, plugged in and whatever.
Exactly.
Like, to have a human conversation. That's so... So alien. We're talking about relationships and dating and all that stuff, but most of it's conducted online. Wonderful we have that technology, wonderful we have that access, but also a real life human conversation that can go a million miles. Hence why I love doing this podcast.
So true.
Mm. So welcome, Deej. This is your official welcome.
Thank you.
For as long as you're around, we'd love to have you as the third sage.
Love it. I accept.
You do, do you?
I do.
Well, as long as the UK government...
Oh, no.
Don't deport you.
Oh, no.
Literally.
Guys.
You're going to keep greasing them palms.
Words are powerful. Don't even put that out there.
Direct deposit.
Oh, man. Oh.
Every month.
We're going to find a way.
Money just gets siphoned from your account. You're like, I don't know what's going on. Immigration haven't showed up.
We're going to find a way, guys. I'm going to find a way to say.
100%. Well, there's a roster of men with British accents
who
may or may not be willing to marry you. So
this is true.
Who knows? We could go down that route. However, if any of those guys happen to listen to the podcast, she's in it for the right reasons.
Oh, in it for love.
She's a genuine person.
I'm not. Love, marriage only for me. Thank you.
Yeah, it has to be marriage.
Yeah.
Can't skip that off.
Emphasis on the marriage.
I don't listen to home music made by hoes.
Yeah, it's a mansplaining.
Right. You know, like, you had to say it two different ways.
Music made by hoes.
Music made by whores.
Okay.
I don't listen to music made by
So it's someone who is a sex worker.
Yeah, nah. That makes music.
Because you need to explain that a bit more for me.
Yeah,
please.
That's
thank
the definition
you.
Of a...
Please, thank you.
Thank
my
you.
Booty is brown, my pussy is pink.
Well, those type of women.
yeah, you're a whore to me. You're promoting a whore behavior. And I ain't down with that. I also don't listen to gangster rap. I shot this dude and I killed him, and I think both of those people are full of shit. So I don't listen to any of those types of people who are just promoting
death.
Maybe perhaps from the conversation I've made this up, but I remember a few weeks ago you dancing in a bar to what's this Nicki Minaj song?
Oh my gosh.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Yes,
what is it?
Well, it's horror music, so
so he doesn't listen to it.
If I didn't say to either of you two, because I remember the night and I remember the song.
Yeah.
And if I didn't say it to you two, I said it to Mo, which was, I hate this type of music.
But you were in the vibe, in the sauce.
We were in a dance, don't we? We came out here to dance.
Yeah. So I think you can say,
get your back up off of you.
I don't go out of my way to listen to
I'm not saying that if I'm in a place and that type of music comes on, I'm going, I'm leaving. I'm not saying that.
Respectable.
I'm just saying that if I have the ability to change that shit's going to change. I ain't got no time for whore music or gangster music. Now, there are some rappers who can tell a story in a gangster environment, or tell a story of a gangster's environment and scenario, which is fantastic because I love poets and stuff like that. Shouts out to Oz the Poet.
Hey.
I'll take you, brother. My rebuttal to that is,
let's go.
Music is art, right?
Mm-hmm.
Art is subjective. Gangster rap, for example, I'll stick there because I don't know what I would explain about whore music. Even saying it leaves a bad taste in
it. I couldn't get it out.
Yeah, you know, horror.
Nah, fuck that shit. Horror music.
Gangster rap, it's, in many cases, not all, for sure there's some cappers out there, but it's a true reflection of the life they've lived. That's them expressing their art. Cool, they've seen some dark stuff. This is real life. I respect your choice to not want to listen to it, but to think that all they do is talk about killing people and blah blah blah.
I'm not saying all they do.
All they do is kill people. They were ready for the jails.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, if I hear a guy and he's talking about he wants to go and kill people and he wants to do whatever and put pills in a woman's drink and she don't even know,
whoa.
I'm like, yeah, I'm out.
What song are you referencing?
That was a Rick Ross song. Oh. She don't even know.
Oh.
I don't know that song.
Me either.
That line sounds kind of familiar. Yeah, like it could be him.
I put it in a drink. She don't even know. I don't know if that's how the lyrics
went.
I've never
heard that song. You know? Like, I don't think it's real.
Been like, rainbows in the dishes. Oh, every day we go. And it's just like, no, that's gangster rap.
Oh, shoot. That's gangster rap.
He's talking about the whores.
I'm not listening to that. They're killing out here.
There are two of the modern kings of rap, I would say, would be J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar. And they can both talk on very heavy subjects.
Okay.
Very heavy, controversial subjects.
Right.
But you never truly get the feel of them promoting killing other people and doing all sorts of wildness to,
but that's not their experience.
But they not
for them themselves to be doing those acts. That's not their experience.
But they can tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
Like they.
Oh,
they
saw this, and I. They can, this.
Even if they didn't see it themselves. So well, there's that song, "A Tale of Two Cities," by J. Cole.
Yeah.
Last night we run up on this dude, and we're like, "Nice watch," as if they were robbing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you can tell a story about it, the situation, and say, this is what's happening in this environment. But to the one which I'm against is, I do this. This is my thing.
So if
niggas gonna die.
So
Bama 9-9. Oh, the bus came out.
Okay.
The bus came
out. Yes, sir.
Off the top of the rock. Okay. I shoot your mama. So if it's wrapped,
eat your babies.
Ooh, I'm gonna stop you right there.
Yeah, I'm gonna yeah.
Sir.
Thank you.
I got a body about a week ago. And then they're snitching on all their partners and the raps as well. Smoking on dookie.
If it's objective.
You said it. Did you know exactly what that
the
smoking
what?
On what? On Tookie, Tuka, or whatever.
I don't know what that means.
The young kid who this guy arranged to get killed.
What?
And they're talking about this. Yeah, F them man.
I don't know that song. That's not me.
I don't know anything about that. So my whole thing is, so if it's objectively rapped about, you don't mind. When it's personally rapped about, that's what you have an issue with.
If someone is saying, I'm going to do all sorts of wild shit and that makes me cool, fuck you.
Because the example you gave of J. Cole telling this, describing this story of, well, we run up in the car, pointed a gun, nice watch, that's gangster behavior.
Yeah.
Even if it is objective.
Yeah.
And he's telling this story. He's not specifically saying, I did this.
Yeah.
And did. But the way that he's phrasing it is, oh, we did this or we went there. No, that's not his experience. No, that's perhaps not what he done. Who knows? Maybe he did before the Drake.
And even that's okay. Even that's okay. You used to do it before and now you're rapping and you're just trying to tell a story of the type of life you lived.
Mm.
That's fine. But if you're telling me you're currently engaged in wildness like that, I'm out.
Okay. I think it's, you know, it comes down to preference. I think labeling it gangster music.
They
label and
it. That's not my label. They told me that's the label.
Who,
if I was to type
who?
In gangster music
yeah,
right now, who would come up?
Gangsters.
Oh, okay.
Gangsters. And I see a picture of J. Cole. Could you come on?
Exactly.
Fuck the police.
Exactly.
We did it, bitches.
Gangster rappers say that because they're not real gangsters,
oh,
right?
Oh my God.
I don't know. All I know is I don't like whore music and
oh
I don't
God.
Like death music from gangster rappers.
Oh, wow. The whore music, I just can't. That doesn't sit well with my soul. But I love that for you.
I had to be. Yeah. What else can you say?
Honestly.
What else can you say?
Doesn't seem like that one's changing for you.
No,
so.
No, it doesn't.
No.
I've got kids.
I said, I'll
I
die on that
hill. I don't want to listen to whore music or gangster music.
There you go.
I don't want to listen to gangster. I would prefer gangster music or going about killing people than the whore music.
That's interesting.
Golly.
You,
yeah,
that's
a hardcore. That's a bold statement.
Yeah, I say it.
Mm. He's ready to die on that hill. I like.
So, killing versus
whore music.
Can you tell me what you define whore music?
My booty is brown.
Nope, you
and
can't.
My pussy is pink.
You can't.
Did you not hear
that? I
didn't make that up. That's legitimately her lyrics.
Oh, I know. But I need you to not use a lyric.
What is it?
And define it.
That's the song you're talking about. Bend over, let that coochie breathe.
No, that's not the song I'm talking about.
Oh, that's the song I remember. Okay. Bend over, let that coochie breathe.
Okay,
hands on your knees.
Oh, hands.
I know this.
Hands
I know this song.
On your knees.
But that's not the one I'm talking about.
That's Shake It for Drake and Shake It for me.
Cardi B.
No, this is Sexy Red, which.
And I think Drake's a bitch ass as well. So.
Okay, wow.
I've never been a diehard fan of his. So.
I've always.
I think he's an op to the black community in the States. I think he's a tall op.
What's this video of him when he got his dick out? What's that about? I haven't watched
it. I made money off of that. I made money off of J. Cole releasing a video of him stroking his...
J. Cole?
Drake.
What? Sorry.
Oh,
Drake.
Oh.
Drake stroking his...
So, obviously, no details, because that's not something that, me personally, I want to Google or search or anything. But I saw memes and stuff.
Yeah.
Not of the image itself, but... It was an image of a woman's face, and she's like, "This is my face when I saw the Drake video." She's like, "I was like, oh, okay."
Mm.
I heard Mo mention something about
yep.
it, but then I was like, "Cool, I know enough
to know you don't want to."
Yeah, exactly. To know, and I'm out. Fingers, better hold yourself.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
You watched it?
Yeah, because
you watched it multiple times. You guys, shared it, you forwarded it. If you don't like this video and forward it to 15 more people,
no.
You lose the love of your life.
Mo showed me.
Drake will get you with his penis.
You get attacked by Drake's penis.
Oh my gosh. Mo showed me the video. I didn't know about it before.
Of course he did.
He's tapped in.
Yeah, that's when she was shattering Mo.
Oh my God. And for your final lesson,
watch this video.
Please give us a commentary on what you think after seeing it. I did not expect
it. Is
that.
It wild?
I'll tell you what, I did not expect it.
Hey, Okello here. This section is a space where we'll be sharing short stories, creative experiences, and art.
See what I have sold. Scale the mountain of truths dressed in the pelts of snakes and rats. Traverse a vast wasteland of self-loathing and procrastination in an attempt to see my view. Hear my voice and rip my left eye out so you too can see. See what I have sold. A loving family fostering a space away from fears, choking back these joy tears in order to stop these fears from festering. Fruitful like the fruit fly escaping the smack and landing on the prize. See what I have sold. So many Z's giving up, I fear my fear trumps that fruit fly. Fed up of wasting time with these seeds, watching them grow strong from my love, then disappear with a puff of smoke. I remain connected with my hands, feet and intention in the soil. I remain connected without fear. With calmness and stillness, it comes to an end. We hope you found some gems and go away richer in soul and spirit. We're showing you the three paths of the sage. Your path is your own. Which path do you follow? Until next time.